107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, June 7th, and you can join me in meeting and welcoming the new executive director for Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Kate Trudeau joins us in the studios. Kate, it's good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too, Jamie.
Kate, it's great to have you here. Let's talk about everything that's been happening with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. First off, Kate, are you new to Stratford, or what's your background coming into this?
I am new. I am currently living in London. I have lived in Stratford before.
Okay.
So I am commuting and doing all the back roads and having a good time coming in early in the morning.
There you go. So you're the new executive director for Stratford Perth ShelterLink. And let's remind folks, they know about Stratford Perth ShelterLink, but they might not know everything that's involved or what it actually is. Can you remind us what Stratford Perth ShelterLink is?
Sure. So we're services for youth in Stratford and Perth. We have a shelter for those aged 16 to 24. We have 15 rooms at this time. We're pretty close to being full, so we are supporting quite a number of youth. And we also have outreach services, so we support youth that aren't in the shelter or in the community but still needing support.
Okay. And again, it is youth 16 to 24. And where is ShelterLink located in Stratford?
We're located in the old nurse's residence, actually, at the Stratford Hospital. So we have a wing there that we are on the third floor. Again, 15 beds, 15 rooms for homeless youth.
Okay. And when we talk about homelessness, but particularly homeless youth in our area, this is a huge issue, an ongoing, ever-growing, it seems, huge issue.
Unfortunately, it is. So we estimate that there's approximately 100 youth that would require our services in Stratford and Perth. We've been able to support in the last fiscal year just over 50 through our shelter and outreach services. We would really like to be able to reach all the youth that would need our services or are at risk of becoming homeless before they even need shelter, before they even need those supports.
Okay, and I imagine that, you know, things like funding, always an ongoing issue. I mean, there's great funding that is available, but, you know, funding, again, moving forward is always the top concern.
Funding is always our biggest concern. So the City of Stratford is a big support. The United Way is a big support. And we do get some funding from the ministry, but a majority of our funding is our own organizing, fundraising, grant writing, and definitely community support, because we have so many individuals and groups that also send us donations and support our cause.
Okay. And in terms of some of the fundraising events that you have, obviously coldest night of the year is probably the biggest one, is that right?
Absolutely. That is our biggest fundraiser. The community is always there in numbers and supports, and through the United Way and partnering with them, it's become a really successful fundraiser.
Okay, so for you, you know, you're brand new to the job. You're executive director with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Lots to navigate through. What are your thoughts in terms of moving forward with this organization?
I think it's been doing a really amazing job up until now. Our board of directors have really stepped up. Our staff have been incredible. You know, COVID was not kind to anybody. And for shelter services, it was particularly difficult. So I know we've really come through a difficult time and mm-hmm. are, you know, really getting things together after that difficult time. So we would like to increase our outreach support, again, to reach those youth. We would like to increase our capacity in the shelter so that we're rapidly rehousing these youth, getting them reconnected to community, those kinds of support, so they're not in shelter long term. Again, all of that takes time.
Takes time.
Money, yeah, mm-hmm. and expertise, which we're building.
Okay, and I can't imagine if we didn't have something like Stratford Perth ShelterLink in our community. I can't imagine if we didn't have something like this here.
Yeah. They're already vulnerable, right? They're already youth that have suffered trauma, abuse. You know, they're coming to our services because there's been a history there. We want to wrap around these kids. We want to make sure that they're not in the system any longer than they need to be. We reconnect them with supports. And again, we want to be that support for them. We do want to have our doors open and mm-hmm. available at any time that's needed.
And then having something like Stratford Perth ShelterLink in Stratford, in our community, then there are the success stories, because they've been able to be at ShelterLink and get their life organized or in order, if you will. I don't know.
Yeah. And we've met, you know, as we're going, and we've had lots of support in the community, and we hear from people, oh, I was at ShelterLink, or I knew someone that was at ShelterLink. So we know the community has benefited from it. We do have those that are, you know, in our community working in other industries and other organizations and other businesses that have had the support of ShelterLink. So I'm really glad and happy and proud that we were there for those folks. And now they're, you know, part of the community and giving back as well.
Yeah, it's something we do not want to lose in our community, Stratford Purse ShelterLink. Kate Trudeau, Executive Director with Stratford Purse ShelterLink. And a shout out to, you know, in terms of more outreach and whatnot, the Pride March, the Pride Day events, Stratford Purse ShelterLink was part of that.
Of course, yes, we were there. We had board staff. We had some of the residents, some of the youth come out. So it was really wonderful to be there.
Yeah, what a great day for that. So again, Stratford Purse ShelterLink, obviously accepting things like donations or volunteer time, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Donations for anyone that's able or willing to support us, that would be great. And they can visit our website, so shelterlink.org, or they can go to Canada Helps. And I know that Canada Helps has a for every dollar donated during June, we would get placed in a draw to have a potential to win $20,000. So any bit counts.
Absolutely. It all helps, again, with the Stratford Purse ShelterLink. We'll pass along the details, of course, on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Kate, any final thoughts with Stratford Purse ShelterLink, or maybe something we haven't discussed? Any final thoughts?
I'm just really excited. I know ShelterLink has been around for a long time, but it is also a new stage for us where we're really developing our services. We're really getting into the Housing First model. Again,
and needs change too.
Yes, and the capacity that we're building, I think, is really, really exciting. So we have been around, but we're also quite new. So, you know, it's really exciting for our staff, and we hope the community is also excited.
All right. Again, Kate Trudeau, Executive Director with Stratford Purse ShelterLink. Kate, thanks so much for all of the information, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.